RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Last Thursday, many of our listeners were asking, where's Lindsay? Where's Lindsay? And I did explain that he was taking a week off and that he would be back next week. Next week is now. Lindsay, I didn't see a leave application, but they don't normally come through to me.
No, anyway, I didn't send a permission slip. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, those days are over. You don't need to do that anymore. Anyway, I hope you had a good week off, took a breather, and you're feeling relaxed.
Oh, I had a wonderful week off. I had some friends here for King's birthday weekend, and I hadn't seen them in ages. It was wonderful catching up, and it was so good, I thought I'm going to take an extended King's birthday weekend. So
yeah, because you
all
can.
All good to go now.
Yeah, because you can. All right, so everybody relax. Lindsay is in the house. The floor is yours, Lindsay. Go.
Thank you. Well, I begin today with a disgusting announcement. It's by Winston Peters and was called Disgusting by Cam Slater, ordinarily a fan of Winston Peters. So here's the announcement. Quote, New Zealand will be making its annual payment of $1 million to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, on schedule and in coming days. This follows careful consideration of the UN's response, including thorough external and internal investigations, to serious allegations against certain UNRWA staff being involved in the 7th of October terrorist attacks on Israel. It also reflects assurances received from the UN Secretary General about remedial work underway to enhance UNRWA's neutrality. Unquote. The announcement set off a maelstrom on Winston's X page. A handful of people, whose first names were Mohammed, said things like, thank you and well done, New Zealand. Well, they would say that, wouldn't they? UNRWA is a Hamas proxy. Most comments ripped into Winston. Comments such as the following. Or we could spend that money on cancer drugs for our own citizens. Why did you accept the assurances of the UN Secretary General? UNRWA is a proven terrorist wallet by proxy. I can't believe that my tax is paying for this. What a scam. What an absolute shocker. How embarrassing. The UN is openly corrupt, and we can't or don't want to see it. The problem with this statement is assurances from the UN Secretary General. The UN is not our friend, and Gutters even less so. Hamas thanks you for your kind donation. They live in luxury in Qatar. Guarantee they'll be skimming the cream off this. Might be only $1 million, but they'll take every penny they can. Their top three leaders have an accumulated fortune of $12 billion. Donations like this are exactly why. And so on and so forth. I agree with Cameron Slater that this announcement was disgusting. The bit about thorough internal and external investigations by the UN is, of course, bullshit. And Winston knows it. About as credible as an investigation by Al-Qaeda into 9/11. This has inspired me to create a new award. We already have our Freedom Award and our Laughing Policeman Award. Today I bring you the Bullshit Award. Let me explain its origin. Just the other day, Orange Man Bad, Orange the Magnificent, President Convicted Felon, delivered a speech at Turning Point USA in Arizona, the first speech since that bullshit felony conviction in the bullshit Stalinist show trial. He got on to Beijing Biden's open border, via which more than 10 million illegals have invaded in the last 4 years, and Biden's pretend effort to close it.
But first, I want to talk to you about Crooked Joe's heinous and criminal obliteration of our southern border You people know better than just about anybody about the southern border, because they are pouring through your state at levels nobody's ever seen before. 2 days ago, Joe Biden signed an executive order to officially declare his formal approval and support for the largest border invasion in the history of the world. So this has been the largest invasion in history. We are being invaded. This is not people coming in. These are people coming in totally unchecked, unvetted. They're pouring into our country. Far from closing the border, Joe Biden's order. This is his new order. So he's getting killed in the polls. People say that, look, this is really bad what's happening on the border. So they come up with something that's fake, just like everything else they do. It's all fake. The impeachments are fake. The court cases are a disgrace to our country. Everything is fake. So they come up with this order. I won't say it because I don't like using the word bullshit in front of these beautiful children. So I won't say it. I will not say it. But this thing allows millions of people.
Well, I heard that and thought, can't let that go to waste. There's an award in there for the ages. So, upon Winston Peters and his thorough internal and external UN inquiries, I bestow the Perigo Perspective's first Bullshit Award. Meanwhile, we await Mr. Peters' congratulations to the Israeli Defense Force on its heroic rescuing of four hostages held by Hamas. And we wait. And wait. One comment on Winston's disgusting announcement caught my eye in particular. It was from anti-jab hero Matt Shelton. Calm down, all. It's only a small fraction of the money already wasted on the whitewashing C-19 inquiry, designed to hide the mayhem done to the nation. And I realized with a sinking heart that Winston's capitulation to the UN probably portends a reiteration of the coalition's globalist credentials generally, beholden to the UN, the WHO, the World Economic Forum, and the Davos Diabolists. We probably won't be ripping up the pandemic treaty, closing our borders to jihadis, calling bullshit on zero emissions, and we probably won't see a bringing to justice of the Mengelian Marxists who brought us the Wuhan genocide. People who wanted those things got Winston over the line. Has he betrayed them already? It would be par for the course. If only we had one MP like Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Just listen to her going after filthy Fauci.
Mr. Fauci, you also represent the type of science that where you confess that you made up the COVID rules, including 6 feet social distancing and masking of children.
I never said I made anything up.
You admitted that you made it up. You made it up as you went.
I made it up.
So are you saying this is fake news, Mr. Fauci?
I didn't say I made anything up.
What did you say?
I said that it is not based in science and it just appeared.
But this is science.
What does dogs have to do with anything that we're talking about today?
These are scientific experiments. This is what you signed off on. But you also told the American people they had to distance by 6 feet. They had to wear masks. But let's also talk a little bit further about the type of science that you represent. NIH scientists made $710 million in royalties from drug makers, a fact that's been hidden. Let's talk about the fact about, is it right for scientists and doctors getting paid by the American people, government taxpayer paychecks, to get patents where they're paid millions and hundreds of millions of dollars in royalty fees, especially when the NIH and these government agencies, most powerful agencies in our country, are recommending medical suggestions and advice and making up guidelines like 6 feet distancing and masking of children. Do you think that's appropriate? Do the American people deserve to be abused like that, Mr. Fauci? Because you're not doctor. You're Mr. Fauci in my few minutes. No, I don't need your answer. I want to talk about this right here.
Mr. Chairman, objection.
I reclaim my time. I reclaim my time, Mr. Raskin.
Gentlelady will suspend.
Mr. Chairman,
of order.
Just in terms of the rules of decorum, are we allowed to deny that a doctor is a doctor just because we don't want him to be a doctor?
Yes, because in my time, that man does not deserve to have a license. As a matter of fact, it should be revoked, and he belongs in prison.
Gentlelady will suspend.
Please, please, President Orange, convicted felon, pick Marjorie Taylor Greene as your running mate, MTG for VP. Let us take heart also from Nigel Farage, seeking to retrieve Britain from Britannistan, creaming all comers in televised debates.
Frankly, it's making us poorer, it is diminishing our quality of life, and it's nothing to do with race or any of those issues. It's to do with actually putting the interests of our communities first.
Let's change the tone of the debate on immigration. You know, too much of it is framed around, frankly, the bigotry of people like Nigel Farage.
Please. Is that the best you can do?
Plaid Cymru will stand up to Nigel Farage.
Open doors, on everyone immigration. Come.
Of course we need
everyone
rules.
Come.
Of course we need
benefits
rules.
For everybody. Lovely.
Nigel Farage, who has kissed and made up with Tommy Robinson, who organised this huge rally to rescue London from Hamas. The jeering you will hear is for Nancy Pelosi, Beijing Biden, the bribed bastard, father of a deservedly convicted felon, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Hussein Obama. The cheering you will hear is for the convicted felon.
I'm going to show you some more images now. I want you to give a very strong and passionate reaction to the people you see.
Hillary Clinton. Nancy Pelosi. Ilhan Omar. Obama. Joe. That's impressive. In London.
States and every American who's watching this. Your election in November is far bigger than your country, okay? Donald Trump is needed in this world to bring back peace.
That's true.
His leadership is needed to save the West.
Then there's Geert Wilders' Freedom Party, dominant in the new coalition government in the Netherlands, committed to closing borders and building nuclear power plants. Now, our shoplifters' party here should like that. That's the way to go. If you're a brainwashed zombie moron who thinks CO2 is bad, go nuclear. And in France, Greece, Italy, and Germany, all across Europe, humanity is reasserting itself over savagery in the nick of time. Just look at those European Parliament election results. But here we have this.
That is a cheek to think you can impose your colonial violence and trauma onto us and then think you can rehabilitate us? Today, we declare that that stops. Today, we have started the revolution in regards to us organizing ourselves. If we make up 1 million people in this country, 20% of the budget should come to buy Māori, for Māori, to Māori kaupapa. You cannot rehabilitate us after damaging us, traumatizing us, inflicting violence onto us. You cannot. Because our relationship is with the Crown. It's not with Parliament. Our relationship is with the Crown. The problem is that we have been made to feel like second-class citizens in our own country for far too long. And we will not allow that to happen anymore. We are organizing. We are empowering ourselves. We are rising. If it's a Māori Parliament we want, that's our business.
Speaker Brownlee, show some balls, not blubber. Take Te Pā, the apartheid, at its words. With that excrement, they violated the oath they took when being sworn in. Suspend them immediately without pay. Coalition, if you want to prove you're not just the Uni Party all over again, expel Te Pā, the apartheid, and abolish the Māori seats forthwith. Call bullshit on them, as Paul Henry did so splendidly at the ACT conference.
I'm an environmentalist at heart, but I could never vote Green. They're not a party championing the environment. They are socialists who have no bloody idea how to make money. Yeah. Like Labour, they know only how to spend other people's money, and to be fair, they'd be very good at it given half a chance. They could not be a trusted tail wagging any dog. Te Pāti Māori are separatists, end of story. The first priority of any government is to protect its citizens, and we need to draw a thick line under the separate governance bullshit that's been encouraged to infiltrate our systems and lives.
ACT, if you want to crush National and New Zealand First, let alone Hard Labour, the Shoplifters Party, and Te Pā, the apartheid, we need to hear speeches like that inside Parliament. Paul Henry for Prime Minister. As you know, I like to conclude every perspective with a suitable piece of music from the great classics of the greatest civilization ever. We've had plenty of the likes of Puccini and Beethoven and Tchaik and Rack and Gershwin. Today, I think it just has to be someone unassailably and unapologetically English.
Thank you.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom by simply visiting www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.